The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Create, do, explore. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
There you are. Welcome back. It's the Ryan Tuberty Show. I'm Baza Schmowy, filling in for Ryan this morning. Right, listen. A new play opened in the Abbey Theatre in Dublin this week. It has been earning widespread critical and audience acclaim with standing ovations, cheers, tears. My God, that's some reaction, isn't it? The multi-award-winning musical Come From Away is based on a remarkable true story of a small town to welcome the world and is written by husband and wife team David Hine and Irene Sankoff, who join me in studio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, let me get this right. The play isn't about 9/11, but about something that happened afterwards. Can you guys remember where you were at 9/11?
Absolutely. We were living uptown in New York. We were at 125th Street, so we were far away, but close enough to smell what was happening and see the smoke, obviously.
My cousin was in the towers, but fortunately got out. But a lot of what we remember from that day was the kindness. You know, we had this. We were in this this residence for international graduate students from around the world, from 110 countries from around the world. And so we remember this international community coming together to support us, to support each other. And that's what resonated with us when we heard the story of Gander.
It's amazing because I think everyone kind of remembers where they were, but it's just even you saying, I remember the smell, that brings it to a kind of very different level. Do you remember what New York was like that day?
New York was extremely quiet, very eerie in how quiet it was. Beautiful, clear blue sky. And in the days following, what I remember most of all is everybody on the street not being afraid to go up to a stranger and say, hey, how you doing? And a very open, very kind atmosphere. And that's something that in the 10 years until we went out to Gander to do the interviews for the show, we kind of forgot about because we were bombarded with the images of the terrible, scary things that happened. But being on Gander helped us remember that part.
I think it's always funny. There's this image of New York that's people like being horrible to each other. Hey, I'm walking here and all that kind of carry on. But I've always found New Yorkers to be fantastic people, like really amazing. Tell me, that you mentioned the town of Gander. Where is Gander and what happened there?
So Gander's on the northeast tip of North America. It's in a place called Newfoundland. It's this island and a rock in the ocean. They call it the Rock. And it used to be the refueling stop. All of the Allied forces came over to fight World War II from there. And then it was a refueling stop for any planes that needed to cross the Atlantic. So the Queen stopped there, the Beatles, Muhammad Ali, you know, all these famous people. And then they invented jet engines and no one stopped there anymore. And so the world used to stop there, but then left them alone until 9/11, when all of these planes, 38 planes and almost 7,000 passengers, were diverted to this tiny community of about 9,000. So in an instant, the town's population doubled.
Okay, so what is the town of Gander like? How big is it?
So it's about 9,000 people.
It takes about 5 or 10 minutes to drive around the outskirts.
There's one stoplight. Yeah.
Well, there was then. There's more now.
It's just got one of those names of a place I'd love to visit. I went to Australia and I just had to stop in this place called Gympie just because it was called Gympie. So tell me this. How did you hear about Gander? How did that come about?
So on the 10th anniversary, we found out there was going to be a commemoration ceremony happening. And all of these come from aways, which is what the Newfoundlanders call anyone who's not from there, were returning.
Sorry, say that again.
Come From Aways. That's where the title comes from.
There's an Irish version of that.
Oh, really?
You're from abroad, and it means you're from the town next to you. It's similar to it. Yeah.
Okay.
So all of these people were coming back to commemorate the kindness they had seen, to reconnect with these like lifelong friends they had made. Because the people there at the time, in 2001, they didn't have to. It was 9/11. They didn't have to take these people off of their planes. And instead, what they did is they brought them off. They put them into their legion halls, into their churches, into their schools. And then they said, "You don't look comfortable." They said, "Come back and stay with us." And they put them up. And they made these. They made family members basically with these strangers. And that's the same reaction we saw when we went out there. We interviewed people for hours at a time, and then they'd invite us back to their houses and give us the keys and say bye. And we didn't know them. And we saw the same, you know, extraordinary kindness that they had seen.
Wow. Tell me this, because I make documentaries sometimes and it comes up a lot in Newfoundland as being very Irish. Did you, I don't know if you noticed that, is that something you saw when you guys were there?
Absolutely. A lot of the instrumentation of the music is the same. There's a Bowron There's the accordion. There's a specifically Newfoundland instrument called an ugly stick, which is basically a mop screwed into a boot with bottle caps on the edges.
That sounds extremely Irish, even though I don't know of anyone who plays it. But
wait till now.
There's a lot of connections because of those 38 planes, there was at least one Aer Lingus flight. A ton of people coming over from Ireland, and they immediately found their like Irish relatives there. It was amazing, and they all played the same music. And there's a theory that because the Newfoundland, the remote fishing outports were so isolated that a lot of the Irish culture that came over from there has been sort of preserved in amber there, and like the accents and the culture and the music.
There's some accents, isn't it? Is it a Wexford accent?
It's similar, actually. And it's been interesting.
Oh my God, what a weird place to go to. Everyone talks in a Wexford accent. That's brilliant. Just so I can paint a picture, what actually happened in Gander on the day after? So what's the picture of the place, just so I can visualize?
So you got a picture of a town of 9,000 suddenly transforms into a town of 16,000. It's filled with people from around the world.
They canceled school. Basically, everybody stopped their lives for these 5 days to look after the people who had been sort of, dropped unexpectedly from the sky.
And every single stove was turned on. They cooked nonstop for these people. They gave them their clothes. They gave them their bedding. They took them on tours. They played music for them. And, it's this amazing story, they could have kept them away. And the town's mayor actually says, on the first day, we had 7,000 strangers on our doorstep. And by the middle of the week, we'd made 7,000 friends. And by the end, we said goodbye to 7,000 family members. And they really fell in love with each other. And it's a story of kindness in response to this horrible tragedy. It's why we call it a 9/12 story rather than a 9/11 story. It's how this town responded to tragedy. And it reminds you of how we can respond to, right now, it's more resonant than ever because there's every day tragedies that divide us and make us afraid and
God,
make us angry.
God, don't we need that so bad,
right?
Yeah.
And it reminds you that you can respond with kindness. You can open your hearts and your arms and your houses to strangers.
So tell me this, the guys in Gander, they saw the play?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, we took back a concert version to Gander because we needed to have their blessing and we needed to tell their story the right way.
Yeah, well, and a lot of them are here right now. So they came for the opening and they're reconnecting because there's, Hannah O'Rourke and her family, who we interviewed for the piece, she's from Monaghan. And so there's a lot of family here. So they reconnect with that. So it's really wonderful.
Well, so if people see an influx of Wexford accents, they needn't worry. It's not an invasion.
Exactly.
It's just very good. Why do you think it resonates with people so much?
I think we are so used to seeing, astonishingly horrible things on our news feeds and in the news and on TV, and to see something that's astonishingly good, and not in a like nice bland way, but like it's really brave. And it's really intelligent to say, okay, you need help and I am going to trust that you're going to accept my help. And, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're from, but you're going to come into my house and I'm going to get you on my side and take care of you. And that's exactly how they ended up with all of these friends. And this is exactly how, now they've got this influx of tourism to Gander because, our show is bringing to light what a wonderful place this is. And it's just an amazing type of bravery that we don't see very often.
It's huge, right? This show is so big.
This is our fourth company that we're doing, but every time we do it, it's brand new. We're creating it here. What's huge for us is that we're doing it at the Abbey Theatre. I mean, I studied J.M. Singh and Playboy of the Western World in first year theatre. We used to have this argument about whether theatre could change the world or not, and I constantly was like, Playboy of the Western World made people riot. The theatre was so good, it made people
So tell me, because when you create something that's hugely successful. Did you have a moment where you were like, this is going to be big? Or were you just creating? Were you just being creative and it just happened? Or did you have that feeling in your belly that, this is kind of something a little bit special?
We knew the story was amazing and we knew that Canadian high schools would probably be forced to do it because there was Canadian content, but we weren't sure if anyone else would find it interesting. So we're constantly scratching our heads and are amazed and very grateful.
It's been like literally every step of the way. And I mean it, like Broadway was very exciting, but bringing the show back to Gander was
a massive highlight. In the washroom throwing up.
And the fact that they said we got it right. But really bringing it here and like creating it with Irish performers, with Ray Fiend, who's like one of the best Bowron players you could ask for on stage, and with David Shannon and Rachel Tucker, and it's we're creating it all new again and seeing it in a completely different light. It's really exciting.
I have loads of texts coming in here. Yeah. I saw Come From Away on Broadway, beautiful, uplifting show. Go and see it. It has lessons for all of us about how to be generous in a time of crisis and tragedy. There's loads of them here. I was at Come From Away on the 11th of September 2016, 15th anniversary in the Ford Theatre, Washington. It was so good and so emotional. The only thing was our taxi driver didn't know where the Ford Theatre was, John. That's a very Irish comment, by the way. I had to compliment the play, but by the way, it's a fantastic one. Tell me this. You're a couple, obviously. You're a married couple.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Oh, it's a delight every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never...
Can't smile hard enough.
Never goes wrong. Yeah. it's amazing. We occasionally say writing is fighting.
Yeah.
But having someone who you love and who you know loves you and is going to be honest with you, and at the end of the day that you're focused on the same things and going in the same direction, there's no better gift in the world.
It's a fantastic journey. Journey to share, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is true. Were you influenced by the musical Once, which is
absolutely? Yeah. We just after we got back from Gander, actually, we made a trip to New York and we saw Once, and we saw another play called Peter and the Starcatcher, and we said, oh, well, we can use different types of music other than what you're used to seeing on a Broadway stage, and it can work, and you can use non-traditional staging, and you can definitely find other ways to tell stories.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, I don't know whether it has a very similar sound. One of the things we wanted to do was take this Newfoundland music and this world music on top of it, but Newfoundlanders have, I don't know if there's a similar Irish thing, but they have something called a kitchen party, and it's how they get through their terrible winters on this rock in the ocean, is everyone brings over three instruments, and they all sing songs and tell stories, and they stay warm by celebrating in their kitchens. And that's how they respond to tragedies and how they survived. And so we wanted to create a kitchen party on stage and invite the audience in.
Brilliant. I'm being corrected here by text. It's a Waterford accent in Newfoundland. Cheers, Paddy. Sorry, Paddy, for getting that wrong.
About
apologies.
50 different dialects, depending on where you land in Newfoundland.
Yeah, people are very particular about that kind of thing here. tell me about the Irish people in the production.
So Hannah O'Rourke, the woman that we interviewed, her son Kevin O'Rourke was a firefighter who was working down at Ground Zero and was lost that day. So
she was here visiting family and was on her way back when she got diverted and got the news. And she actually didn't get to return to New York right away. She had actually her plane returned to Ireland, and so she got to come back to family for a little bit before returning.
Yeah, there's another gentleman. The character of Bob is based on. Who was traveling back from Belfast, and he was based in New York, and he talks about exactly what you're saying, this like tough, jaded New Yorker, and just having that part of him cut out, just actually being a better person in this place because he was so warmly welcomed.
That's amazing. Guys, go see this. It's a must. You have to see this. It's a fantastic production. Congratulations
on it,
by the way. I think that's pretty much us. Yeah? Thank you very much. Ryan will be back tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.